Today in 1940, Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys record their signature song, New San Antonio Rose, in Saginaw, Texas, at the Burris Mill Studios. Today in 1956, Chuck Berry records the R&B classic Brown-Eyed Handsome Man. Waylon Jennings records it in 1970 and takes it to number 3 on the Billboard Country Singles Chart. Today in 1969, Johnny Cash records the first of his Hello, I'm Johnny Cash TV shows for ABC. The show would run for a total of 58 episodes. Today in 1982, George Jones gets released from a hospital in Alabama after being treated for alcohol abuse, and he pleads guilty to drunk driving in Mississippi 3 weeks prior. The check he writes to cover his fines bounces when he closes the account. Today in 1992, George Strait records his iconic song, I Cross My Heart. It spends 2 weeks at number 1 in December. We remember the career of recording engineer Aaron Shelton, who passed away on this date in the year 2000. In 1946, he co-founded the Castle Recording Studio in Nashville, where some of the most important songs by Hank Williams, Ernest Tubb, Red Foley, and many other early country stars were recorded. Today in 2003, Jerry Lee Lewis files for divorce from his sixth wife, Carrie McCarver Lewis, at DeSoto County Chancery Court in Mississippi. A month later, Carrie sues Jerry Lee for child support and alimony. Today in 2012, Capitol Records releases Little Big Town single, Pontoon. And congratulations to Jason Aldean for winning Entertainer of the Year last night at the Academy of Country Music Awards. And we're also remembering the birthday of Mary Isabel Catherine Bernadette O'Brien, born on this date in 1939 in London, England. Under the name Dusty Springfield, she records Son of a Preacher Man, which becomes both a country and a pop hit in 1969. And that's what happened on this date in country music history for April 16th. I'm Andrew Michael.